Sorry, I was having some technical difficulties.
Technology nowadays. Wow.
I know.
Well, do you want to get started now? It's on commercial.
Yeah, we can.
Ooh, welcome to Care to Discuss, and we're watching the NCAA Final Four game with UCLA and Gonzaga. Ooh. And
Go Dukes.
oops, say what?
I say go Dukes.
Go Dawgs. Ah, so then.
I will be
Oh, then. All right. Is it
if
the
Gonzaga
Gonzaga
loses.
Hoyas or are they the Bulldogs?
Because here's the thing.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's Georgetown. That's the Hoyas.
Pretty sure they're the. Yeah, Georgetown is. Here's the thing. I am leading in both leagues that I'm in right now, or I guess bracket leagues that I'm in right now. And I have Gonzaga on the line, and I need Gonzaga to
All
win.
right. So,
Because if Gonzaga wins, then Flocka is buying me
no.
pizza from the Rexburg
Danny's. Oh, dang it. They
Domino's.
just dunk. And
Yes.
then a white dude just ripped his hands up in the air, like, oh, look at me. I can dunk. All right. That's easy. You're 7'7". You're
That's
going to
the
be able to
handlebar.
dunk. Come on.
Handlebar.
How many handlebars can he ride his bike with? Do you remember that song? I hear.
Oh, if he's a unicycle guy,
Like,
that would piss me off.
what's the most? I don't want to call it a triggering skill, or what's the most aggravating skill someone else could have? And I think riding a unicycle is one of them.
Oh, it's top tier. That is top tier skill that someone can do that I can't. Even though I've had zero passion to learn how to ride a unicycle, I think that's top
All
tier
right.
though.
So, since you're 55 seconds away of getting free pizza, what is the fan? We can do a fan four stick four of most aggravating skills that someone else has that we can't have. And what do you say? Number one is the unicycle, right?
Ooh. I would probably have to say off the top of my head, yeah, unicycle, unless I can think of another one.
I mean, what's another one? I mean, I have a lot of them. I'm just jealous that people have that I can't have. Being able to swim is one of them.
That's not
But
one for me.
that's like an easy, like juggling, maybe.
Oh,
Yeah.
juggling. I don't know. I've never been into juggling, so I can't say that that's a top
Oh,
four
well
stick
then.
four for me. This is something that we would definitely need some time to think about, and I think Joey would have some great
Oh.
insight on some things
Like
that would aggravate him.
irritating skills.
Slow
Oh
drivers in
yeah.
the fast lane, that's probably
Oh,
number
I
one
mean,
tier.
when there's only two lanes and they're all driving the left lane. Oh my God. You know what drives me even more insane? Traffic that is stopped up and there's not even a wreck. It's because there's either a cop flashing their lights at somebody, or there was a wreck and there are people to the side. And you can still drive like normal, but everyone has to like slow down, look at, oh look, there's a wrecked car. Oh look, there's a cop. But they don't go like 70 on the speed limit. They just go like 56. You know? That's an aggravating thing.
Yeah, this is a topic
Oh,
definitely to
yeah.
come back to and figure out. Keep the fans in tune. Maybe they can think of some while we game plan for
Oh,
next
yes,
week.
totally. Speaking of Joey, how's he doing?
So we're giving our fans
Homework.
homework.
This is your favorite type of homework. the character discuss homework?
Exactly.
Does it even work? Like, if it's something that you love doing, does it even work? So, definitely not.
Definitely not.
Joey is still
in containment
from the IRS, apparently. He still hasn't gotten his money. So.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with John. I
like
haven't heard from him lately.
Quicker than Tupac after Suge Knight shot him. Or Michael Jackson when he went to his island. Or Elvis when he left the building. Oh, they have to be.
Are they all on the same island? Oh, my God. Billy has the ball with 18 seconds left. Frick.
Oh,
I'm going to be so pissed if UCLA freaking wins it.
Oh, you just blocked them out?
I don't know. I'm following it on my ESPN app. Shout out to ESPN.
So where are you at with the game?
Probably call timeout.
Are you at 26.8?
It's 18 seconds left. Cody Riley just got a defensive rebound. Fallon. Ooh, Johnny just turned the ball over with 1 second left. Fallon. Oh, my gosh. Are they going to shoot free throws? Oh, my gosh. 1 second left. Are they going to the free throw line to freaking seal the game? I don't know. I'm following it on my phone, so I can't. I don't know if they're in foul trouble or whatnot.
It's 5-4-3. Oh, wow. Ooh. It's a charge. It's a charge, so it's not going to be free throws. No, no free throws.
Can
on
they
charge,
shoot
so
free, throws? Free throws? Even if you're it's, in the
even
bonus?
Even if you are in the bonus, it doesn't count. It doesn't count as a that's like the one weird rule from refereeing that I like knew. But why are they even
That's a gutsy charge that you're going to take with the game
on the line. Understanding that the players don't get paid, the real stars in the game are the refs, you know? Like, they're the ones, they put their lives on the line, they took the pay cut
this
year. I mean, these guys were like, the players, they didn't miss out in any season because they didn't get paid for it. But the referees last year, oh man, where were they, you know?
They can't let Gonzaga lose their first game, especially now. Maybe in the national championship, but not now.
The Gonzaga Bulldogs paid enough money to the refs this year for them to win it. Like, Duke is out. Roy Williams retired.
True. They always choke in big games. Are they the Notre Dame of college basketball?
Of college football? Of college basketball? Well, I mean, they could be.
Yeah.
But that's saying that they've actually won a championship before. They're almost like the Buffalo Bills of the college because they went to four Super Bowls. You know what? They could be Notre Dame, but without the winning. He tried doing a Christian Laettner. Wow, what a bum. How does...
OT, baby.
We're just pretty much play-by-play in this game. So while we're on commercial break, opening day happened this year. How are you feeling right now about that? It's been a while.
Let's just say that the Astros are 3-0, and we've scored 26 total runs in those three games, and 32 hits.
The Texans' offense, but in three actual NFL games, but they're in baseball.
Exactly.
Then the Braves are 0-2, and they might as well get themselves swept out because Bryce Harper wore some clown shoes to the game and decided to – let's go see what his stats are.
Literal clown shoes.
Philly fanatic clown shoe. And they don't even spell fanatic right. Man, I do not – you already know how I feel about the Phillies. Anything from the state of Philadelphia, or the city, excuse me. I mean, Bryce Harper went a crisp 1-for-3. What did he do yesterday? Hopefully he didn't play well yesterday. Yeah. He's 1 for 6, 1 for 7. Wow, what a great player.
I think he got right. thrown out on his double. Well, he had a single.
Oh, by Robert.
Yeah, tried to stretch it into a double, and he got thrown out at second.
By the best outfielder in the major leagues. So, I mean, there's Juan Soto. He's kind of ass. And there's Bryce Harper. He's been overhyped since 15 years old. He hit one accidental home run with a metal bat at Tropicana Field. Oh,
man, I could bunt a ball over the fence with my stealth,
okay?
Bryce Harper needs to just back off. All right, there's my little heat check on that. Oh, the Yankees. The greatest part about opening day was Giancarlo Stanton having 3 strikeouts and going 0-5. I feel like that's like...
That is beautiful. Anytime the Yankees and Dodgers can lose on the same night is fantastic, especially coming from an Astros fan, even though all of Major League Baseball hates the Astros. But the fact that the Dodgers and Yankees both lost and the Astros won made that night so much better.
And there's the Astros.
Exactly.
Whatever higher than the elite was, that's what it is. But I believe, like, you remember that one season with Russell Westbrook when he just had a triple-double every night? And he had 7 turnovers?
Yep.
So, that
nothing is more common that I like to see in sports than the 7 turnovers with a triple-double and Giancarlo Stanton going over 5 with the 3 strikeouts. That's like his bread and butter. It's like Trent Richardson with a less than 3 yards per carry. It's just, you know that he's bad, but you know that he's overrated. And you know, oh, wait, he's on the Yankees, too. So.
I'm blanking on the catcher's name for the Yankees. Sanchez? Why am I blanking on his name? Gary Sanchez. You can also put it on him for, maybe he's gone like 3 for 3 with a bomb, but he's given up 4 pass balls to 2 runs.
Like, the New York media has bullied him so much.
He's the greatest hitting catcher of all time, and he can't catch a ball anymore. Is he really even a catcher?
Yeah,
like, you're supposed to catch the ball when you're playing catcher.
He's more of a backstop. He's more of a backstop. But here's the thing. Kind of going back to the Astros, I don't know if you saw what Carlos Correa did to Chapman. He just wrecked the dude. I wouldn't be surprised if the Astros – or if since the Astros aren't going to re-sign him, I wouldn't go to him and extend him and offer him a contract there for a linebacker. Or, no, they need linebackers. Can't even stop the run.
I mean.
But the fact that all of the Oakland fans that are in attendance are booing our players and they're just raking in runs makes it that much better.
Let's just be fair. The Oakland
A fans aren't even fans of the team.
Like, their fans are so bad
that they had to make a book called Moneyball because they couldn't find any other ways to make money. So they had to go find a way to cheat their way into winning
exactly.
102 games. And then, hear this. Their baseball field is just
exactly.
a rejected football field. Right?
What the heck? Like, the city of Oakland don't even want them. That's the thing. Like, if you've noticed, right,
every team in the city of Oakland has moved out. Like, it took the Raiders 2 times to move out. It took Golden State to move out. Are they in Oakland or are they in San Francisco? They moved to San Francisco now. Yeah, I mean, there's
they're in San Francisco.
I've been
right
to that very beautiful place. I've seen the Red Bridge. Is that really the Golden Gate Bridge? It's just a red bridge. So why? Yes. And you want to hear something even crazier?
This is a reveal that no one knows about. You know, they have a name for the fog in Oakland and San Francisco.
The fog?
Yes.
Isn't it just called fog?
It's called Carl.
Why are they?
No, it's called Carl.
What? Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
I know. Hey, Amber.
Why is it called Carl? All right, no one knows. Some idiot.
It's a mystery.
I think it was Al Davis. He created it when he left Oakland.
He was like, man, I hate this place. So we're going to name it something.
We're going to name it that?
And we're going to name it Carl. I mean, I was trying to think of like a Carl
Weezer pun.
But I don't know. That's the new thing
with the kids nowadays. They like doing the Carl Weezer impression.
Something about. Did you ever watch Jimmy Neutron?
Who, me? Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know who Carl Weezer is.
So. He was like in love with.
Yeah, Jimmy, he was a sly guy. And,
yeah. Oh man, he had a whole episode where he had to sweat for some reason because of the.
They named Carl the Fog from a movie called Big Fish.
That's where Carl came from. I just got that information from our producer guy.
Interesting. So. I'm going to read a quote from, this is going back to the Astros okay. A's series. So Matt Chapman was getting interviewed by, I'm not sure who, prior to the season starting. And he said, quote, "We're excited to play the Astros. It's always fun to play them. That's probably our biggest competition in this division, but we're the reigning champs and they got to prove it to us." Here's the thing that I have an issue with this statement. One, yes, they did win the division, right? On a shortened season. But
didn't count because the Braves didn't win.
Exactly. But here's also the second part to that. The Astros did a gentleman's sweep in the playoffs against the A's.
I mean,
they won in four.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
So how has the audacity to say that, and now that we're up three games, I mean, we have the chance to sweep them tomorrow. But I just think that's kind of ironic that he said that, even though we pretty much swept them in the postseason.
But does Matt Chapman
get on base?
He's gotten on base a couple times.
I mean, does he get on base? That's all Billy Bean cares about. So
he is a great third baseman. So I have to give him that, but I would still take Bregman over him.
Oh yeah, just by, Breckman's is
the hybrid guy. He's just shortstop for the team when they have to put 17 outfielders in right field.
Exactly.
For just in case you see that,
who's? I guess it would be Joey Gallo now,
the dude that doesn't ever hit the ball the opposite way.
It's Joey Gallo.
It's just right. It's just right center.
He could bunt the ball, but he just can't. He has to. He either strikes out or he hits bombs.
See, I know that baseball likes to appease the fans and stuff. I don't think they should get rid of the
shift,
because we don't need to reward people like Joey Gallo just to have the right field pole be center field for them. So, because you know that right field for him is actually 17 rows into the stands. So, on the first base dugout. But
it's too bad that the Braves don't have the All-Star game anymore. They can't show off their beautiful stadium.
It's ridiculous. I mean, that turned into a very, very political thing.
It does.
And whatever.
So we obviously won't go there. But just RIP in peace to the All-Star game being in Atlanta. Hopefully it's there one day, I mean, so we can see the stadium.
See Truist Park now. It used to be SunTrust, and they changed the name.
Okay. Fan464 of Beautiful Parks. I saw TikTok, and the number one park was Pittsburgh because of the skyline.
So they do have a nice little bridge.
They do, but I wouldn't say that's number one stadium in the league.
I mean, San Francisco's really nice. I wouldn't – I don't want to say like – I almost called it Enron Field. Minute Maid Park.
Minute Maid Park's nice, wow. And then you have the Ranger Stadium that's literally identical to the Minute Maid Park, just slightly bigger. Wow. But you can't go wrong with Fenway and Wrigley Field.
Oh yeah,
but for Wrigley, the ivy starts to brown. Die down towards the end of the season. So then, I mean, it just doesn't look as clean because it's too cold.
If they just had like spruces, like evergreen trees on their wall, they might have won more than one World Series in 110 years, you know, or 114 years.
True.
You know, ironically, when they won in 1908, they won like back to back World Series. So they won in 1907 and 1908. There's like a little fun fact for you.
I love fun facts.
I mean, Fenway Park used to be a fun park until the Red Sox kept on winning. It's like, it's not really that cool anymore. Like, oh, cool. We get to see something, another green monster. I mean, Jacobs Field had one. So that's the Indian Stadium, or Progressive Field now. They changed the name. The Arizona Diamondback Stadium is just huge. I drove by it the other day, and it's just a monster.
Well, we went in there for Seaweek's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, they tied the game with 3 seconds left.
Oh, no
way. In overtime. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Is it going to go to double overtime? How do you let this dude get an offensive rebound with 6 seconds left?
Dude, you just foul him right now. Just foul him. Well, I am very far behind.
Wow.
Dude, number three. He is definitely on some – oh, my gosh. That would make me throw some clipboards on that play.
Wait, hold on. For some reason
– they just buzzer. They just hit the buzzer beater. Buzzer beater. They banked in a buzzer beater.
They just do that?
Yeah. They banked in a buzzer beater. Gonzaga won. Ha, 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 ha. Wow. That's good. It's good to see the state of California to be losers again. So I'm ready for Arizona or Washington to win now. Dude, do you think John Wooden – I don't think – have you ever heard of the Pyramid of Success, Josh, that's created by John Wooden, the apparent greatest basketball coach of all time behind Coach K? Where does it say anywhere on the Pyramid of Success? Oh, did you leave?
Coltees, I don't know what happened. I got kicked out.
Oh, I just spoke for like maybe 30 seconds.
Wait, hold on. Did they just hit a buzzer beater?
Yeah, they banked in a buzzer beater for three. I guess the bank is open after eight.
Hold on, I'm watching it. I'm watching it. I'm watching it. I'm watching it on Twitter. Okay. He just scored, tied. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
No effing way.
That's going to be on that stupid shining moment thing. Wow.
Let's go. Flock is buying me pizza.
Not from the – no. Oh, they cheated. Oh, what I was saying, right?
Oh my gosh.
So, you know how
I can't believe they just won.
I don't feel bad for you.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and place my order. I'm going to do the 2 for $20 deal that we normally get on Sundays. Shout out to Flocka for buying me some pizza. Make sure it does come with the DP, because that's what your boy wanted.
Oh,
who knows if they're actually going to deliver that? I'm not sure, but shout out to Flocka for buying me some pizza.
Oh, you know what? You know what's about to happen, right? Their tip is going to be 1 cent because they owe me. So I feel bad for the delivery driver. Actually, you know what? That's actually bad. You're the one that's actually getting the pizza. So the next time I order pizza for myself, especially from Domino's, they're getting a 1 penny tip because, hey, you remember that one person that didn't give me the Dr. Pepper 3 years ago? And they're going to be like, yeah, dude, we're totally sorry. Here's two of them. And I'm like, all right, here's $2. Then, so, what I was saying earlier, you know how there's John Wooden, the old UCLA coach? Do you remember him?
Well, sorry, say that
you
again.
You know John Wooden.
Yeah.
He made this stupid book called The Pyramid of Success. I know for sure there's nothing – like the Pyramid of Success does not say anything about playing full court defense on a buzzer beater with a bank shot. So that's why UCLA lost today. Their 3-point defense was just
– Well, they – I just saw a flashback, I guess. I don't remember when it was, but Gonzaga and UCLA played once before, and UCLA won by 2, I think, at the buzzer. So this is like a flashback, Gonzaga getting them back. But my goodness, I guess the banks are open on Saturdays past 8.
You know, it's a good bank.
At least in Indianapolis they are.
Oh, you want to hear a flex? They just had a graphic saying that the last team to beat – Gonzaga was, take a guess, BYU. So there's that. Wow. I don't want to buy pizza.
Can you hear me?
Oh, well.
Okay. I don't know what the heck is going on my end.
Like, you're still connected.
Weird. Yeah, I don't know what's going on
the whole time.
But, man, that is crazy. Well, I don't think we had a buzzer beater all year though, or all tournament. I don't think there was a buzzer beater game, so it was like a perfect story to have one in the going into the final or going into the championship game.
Yeah, dude, that's amazing. The formula to beat Gonzaga is there isn't one. So
even if you play the even if you play the best game, there isn't one, because you know why? The refs paid them. Or they paid the refs.
They paid the refs. I mean, all the money from Duke and North Carolina went away, and Villanova and Virginia and Kansas and who are the other big schools? Well, I guess UCLA. That's what, UCLA and Gonzaga were at a bidding war, and then Gonzaga came away at the end. But wow. Gosh, you know, I don't feel bad for him. I don't feel bad for the other team.
You don't feel bad?
Because, nah, dude, I don't feel bad for him.
Hey, Handlebar dropped 25 points. Drew Timmy, that's my boy.
Wow. Has he been on their team for like 15 years?
Is he like, is he like an ex-Mormon? Should he have really gone to BYU instead?
Yes, he should have. He probably, I don't know. I don't know what BYU joke I have in my arsenal right now. I lost them all.
That's too bad.
I saw that Zach Wilson throw, and I was like, all right, I repented of my sins and confessed to my bishop that I've hated BYU for so long, and I saw that throw. I mean, I don't know when you'll ever need to throw to your left and throw all the way to the right side of the field. I mean, but whatever. It just to show that Justin Fields couldn't do it is okay with me.
Yeah, he did it, and people are saying, "Well, where's the hype?"
Exactly.
Wow, what a game! I'm still shocked. That is crazy. I love buzzer beaters.
Remember that one buzzer beater, that triple doink with Kawhi Leonard?
Kawhi Leonard?
Yes. Like, it was a game 7 walk-off.
Yes.
Like, I think it might have been, like, a corner 3, maybe. It might have been, like, I don't know how many feet a three-point is from the corner. Maybe, 28? Like, 20-footer inside the
– I think it's 28.
I was thinking of, like, the inside one. So, maybe, like, a 20-plusser. But, in like, a foot inside the three-point line, fade away into the sideline, into the baseline – triple doink for the win, to win by 1. And it was against the Clippers, too. So that was fun.
Okay. No, 76ers.
It was against 76ers. They're, like, the biggest, like, frauds in basketball.
So. Yeah, they are. Okay, so Fan 464, buzzer beaters. I'm gonna go out to I'm gonna call out Johnny here and go to that that Villanova UNC game where number 2 sunk it to win the game. That was great.
Dude, who's even not? Wow. That's amazing.
I know Johnny wouldn't be too happy with me about that.
Yeah, John Boy would not like that. I mean, he's in jail with the IRS. You know what's even worse for him? When he finds out his basketball coach retired because he got too scared of Duke.
Whoa. So, yeah, he was like, I keep losing to him, so I'm just gonna retire.
They're just transitioning into a football school. Yeah, North Carolina has always been a football school. Mac Brown goes there now. So,
yeah, they are now a football school.
I mean, like, usually it's North Carolina pays their players to go play there anyway. So, they started running out of money on the basketball side because Mac Brown took it off of the football side.
Wow, what an incredible shot.
And did Baylor monkey stomp the Houston Cougars?
They did. And 30? you know, I was kind of expecting it. That's why I picked U of H to go to the Final Four. Shout out to me because no one else picked U of H to go that far besides J-Rod. He actually picked him to win it all. So RIP and peace to J-Rod. I knew U of H wouldn't go past Baylor. Baylor's just too good of a team. I'm just glad that they actually got to the Final Four. It's been so long, I think since 1984, since we have been to the Final Four. So,
oh, because they had like Clyde Drexler and
Hakeem the Dream.
Hakeem Olajuwon.
So
the best
it was
of all time.
It was a good run. It was a sad way to see them to see them go out since they got blown out. Thanks for showing out, Houston, at Big Cat. I think, like I said, it was a good tournament, but I would have rather get blown out by 18 points or 19 points than get beat on a buzzer beater 10 out of 10 times. If you just completely blow me out, right?
Yeah.
I would way rather just get smoked then get beat by buzzer beater. So
I mean, only thing.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, UCLA. The only thing you have to do when you leave UCLA is just, oh, okay, wipe off a half a tier and just go to the beach. That's why I don't feel bad for them. Hopefully, they have. Do they have hurricanes in Los Angeles?
No, they have like the biggest rain droughts, water droughts. They have fires.
That's ironic. Oh, yeah, forest fires. I can't contain them.
They have forest fires and they kill Kobe. RIP in peace.
Yeah. Yes, Los Angeles killed Kobe. So it's because LeBron went there. But, oh, well, that was my take from about a year ago.
Speaking of LeBron, his space, quote-unquote, Space Jam trailer came out. And I have to say, it looks absolutely horrible. I do not think it's going to be a good movie at all. I didn't see space once in the trailer, hence Space Jam. That's kind of ironic. And two, I don't even think he plays against Monstars. He is a Monstar in that game, in that movie. So I'm not sure where this movie came from or who directed it. Maybe LeBron directed it, but it's going to be horrible.
I mean, LeBron wants to be Michael Jordan so bad. It's so sad. LeBron James's list. Here. This is a fitting story. So, you know how LeBron is notoriously known for being a follower into a big group of, to a, like, he can't win
on a good, on his first Cavs team. And so he crybabies his way into playing for the Heat and playing on a elite video game team.
Yeah.
And then that's how he's been his whole career. So in the trailer, right? Take a guess who is first person, his fan 464 favorite teammates he would pick for
basketball.
Who would I pick?
Number one was Superman. Oh, yeah. Okay, then who would you pick? Fictional characters to play on your basketball team.
Ooh.
And we can do a draft with it. I need to think.
Fictional characters like Mike. Dude was a baller.
Oh, so then Calvin Bridges with
yeah,
the shoes.
Yeah, Calvin Bridges with the shoes. Make me like MJ.
All right. Then,
I think he'd be my number one pick for my point guard.
Lola Bunny.
Ooh. Lola Bunny's fire with the handles.
Exactly, pal.
Lola Bunny shut down Bugs Bunny.
I mean, Bugs was whack. That's all I'm saying.
Lola Bunny, I think, is a dyke. She's got long pants on, and I think she has leggings underneath her pants for her shorts.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I'll give Bugs Bunny this.
He knew how to motivate his team by making up fake water. So
yeah, magic. What is it? Magic secret? Stuff.
Magic. Michael's
secret
stuff.
Oh, yeah, Michael's secret stuff.
And it's just tap water. And you know how that water is in the locker room. Not good. Not
good for you. So many minerals and sediments in there that could be called carcinogenic. So
exactly.
There's your SAT word for the day. All right. Who's your number two pick?
Oh, number two pick. I need to think. Put me on the spot. I'm trying to think of star fictional basketball players. I need, yeah. How about you go and I'll think of a number two.
So you watched Suicide Squad, yeah. Right? Deadshot.
Oh,
never misses.
That is also true. I don't know. I need to think. Put me on the spot here on players.
I got two good ones.
Okay.
So you have to pick
just throw them out. Just start naming players that you'd pick up.
All right. I'll just tell you my last one is amazing. So it's I would actually
say it's perfect.
Oh.
He's perfect.
Oh.
Right. So number three, my third person I have on the team is Aaron Carter when he played Shaq.
Oh my gosh.
In his song. So, I mean, give and go,
you know, whatever. I don't remember the song anymore, but Aaron Carter when he beat Shaq in his dream. So I'm talking dream Aaron Carter.
Okay.
And to stick to the theme, you know, Easter is
coming up on this Sunday, right?
Right.
I would have Jesus on my team after he resurrected, not before.
After.
I want
post-resurrection Jesus on my team.
Not
perfect.
Yeah, post, not pre, but post.
Post, yeah.
Hey, how about
perfected being?
How about like Jackie Moon from semi-pro?
Oh, Jackie Moon.
He would be a good player. Now that's the player that'd get in your head. He would be the Patrick Beverly of my team.
If I'm just knowing, if I had my life on the line and I needed a free throw made, Jackie Moon.
Okay.
Is my guy.
So, and then I'm choosing Adam Sandler from Longest Yard.
Oh,
and I'm also picking up T.O. from Longest Yard.
Oh, Michael Irvin.
Oh no, yeah. Sorry, Michael Irvin from Longest Yard. So my team's gonna be stacked. Oh. Obviously, no rules are happening on my squad.
They're the bad boy Pistons, but
Pistons.
But I mean, I have Jesus on my team.
That is also
true. You hit
true.
Him, it's a sin. He's sent you to hell.
Then you're down by. Then you have four players on your team.
Holy shot, right?
Holy shot.
Shout out to Apple for the auto correction.
Exactly. Steve Jobs could be another one because he created the holy shot.
Steve Jobs would get wrecked.
Oh, he could be a good motivator, though. He would be like the Phil Jackson of our team.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Steve Jobs
isn't fictional, though.
That's true. Okay, but back to Space Jam. These uniforms are horrible, though. I do not like the Space Jam uniforms. The new jerseys are horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
I just think it's going to be a bad movie. The only thing they did hit on the spot was LeBron's hairline. They did manage to fix that in.
Oh, well, I mean, that's been his – he's been having his hairline CGI'd in since maybe 2013.
So did he wear a green cap the whole time in the whole movie?
Oh, yeah, dude. He's been wearing a green cap. He's been capping his whole life, dude.
I don't think it's going to be a good movie. I think he's – I don't know. It just doesn't look good at all. It's more of a
– I hope that
– He gets trapped in a – or he gets launched through a – it's like a – like a cyber tech.
Through like a cartoon cannon.
It's like a cyber tech cannon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all digital. There's no space.
All right, if you want to really have an open mind about this, if you looked at our life as a simulation, it could make sense in a Space Jam. But we are normal people, and we have functional brains, so we don't think that. So they're in the cyberspace jam.
Cyberspace jam? I mean, that's what they should have just named it then, cyberspace jam.
With a little bit of a question mark. Like, I mean, it could be Iron Man 4. I mean, there's that fake Iron Man that went paraplegic. How did he come back to life?
That's true. I just don't know how you have – how you – I mean, I guess you have like – because Damian Lillard looks like he's like a metal man. So what is he, like the next Wally? I mean, I don't understand how you have – these guys that are just coming out of nowhere. And then you have fire and water. There's like a fire and water guy. I think that's Clay Thompson, who's the fire. I don't know. It's just going to be weird. It's going to be very weird, man.
I mean, if you look at it like this, there's if you're going to compare Dame Miller to Wally,
he's been picking up trash since he's been playing in the NBA.
That's also true.
Because he's been playing in Portland. So,
hey, Dame time turns on when he's down by 19, though.
I mean,
or unless he's playing against Paul George, then he actually wins it.
Oh yeah, Paul. Oh, our boy Paul George, Playoff P. Is it called Space Jam 2?
Probably. I just thought it was Space Jam.
Wow, what a a new legacy.
Oh, a new legacy, okay. But space hasn't changed.
Okay. Wow. I'm looking for the team right now. So
I don't know. I don't like it though.
Here we go.
I am. Zendaya, however,
Zendaya is Lola Bunny.
Oh, she is. Probably some good actors. So
that kind of gives us some.
I am interested in seeing LeBron's Space Jam shoes, though.
So you want to hear some sad news? LeBron James is a cartoon in the movie.
I know, I saw that.
As of what I've heard.
Yeah, once he drops from this cybertech world, or like Earth, he drops into, I don't know, I guess this cartoon land, and he's a cartoon.
Wow. I'm looking at this lineup that the Monstars have, and it's Klay Thompson. He doesn't have any more knees. Anthony Davis. I mean, he is the best player on the Lakers. And
who doesn't have a healthy calf or something. Gets hurt a lot. I don't Dame know. Lillard, he's hurt.
I mean, Dame Lillard, Kyrie Irving. I don't think he has a brain. Draymond Green. He likes kicking people.
I wonder what Kyrie Irving thinks of this, even though the world's flat. Is space even real to Kyrie Irving?
He believes that life is a simulation, so he's actually thinking that the cyberspace is actual space.
Whoa.
So he's living his best life
in this movie.
See, I actually kind of like Kyrie Irving. I've gotten to the point where he's the reason why the Lakers went down 3-1. Or not the Lakers, the Cavs went down 3-1 and won. Not LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron did it by
Well, who hit the game-winning shot? Kyrie.
Kyrie Irving. Let's do it. And then you look at this list, right? Who doesn't fit into this list of Klay Thompson, Anthony Davis, Dame Lillard, Kyrie Irving, Chris Paul, Draymond Green, and Kyle Kuzma?
Kyle Kuzma's on the list?
Who doesn't belong?
Obviously, Kyle Kuzma doesn't belong.
I mean, there's Diana Taurasi. She has to be 55 years old. She's been playing basketball. I didn't even know she was a thing.
Diana Taurasi? No, I'm just joking with you. Just because she plays plays WNBA. Interesting, though.
I mean, they've been having full stadiums for like so many. Wow, she is the most decorated in women's basketball player, and she's probably not even recognized as a person. Well, she's only done things for. Well, she was listed in 2011 as the top 15 players of all time. I mean, they've only had 15 players.
Yeah, they can't. I can't imagine there's anybody that's. That's gonna like be better than her. I don't know. Interesting. Wow. But overall, about this movie, I don't think it's going to be good. Maybe I could be wrong. I hope I am. But I hope this isn't like, you know how Space Jam, like the original Space Jam is what we grew up on? If this becomes a thing when we're older and the next generation that's coming up is watching this, it's going to make me very upset because this one doesn't look like it should be compared to the other Space Jam.
If you want to just get real quick, this is just another movie, and I don't think kids watch movies anymore.
That is also true.
I mean, as long as it's not Baby Shark or Cocomelon or whatever, insert TikTok.
Insert TikTok kid.
And then there's that. By, you know, oh my gosh, have you? You know, hold on. So, Thomas, my brother, right? He's 6. And he is obsessed with this kid that opens up toys. And that is a thing. And he has like millions of views.
What? That's weird.
I kind of hate that. And I kind of hate the kid. Not Thomas, but the other one.
Oh, we know you hate baby Thomas at times.
Oh, I love baby Thomas.
That's weird, though. All he does is record himself opening toys.
Not Thomas.
No,
but
yeah,
the
yeah.
Kid does.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
the
other
mom,
kid.
Like,
wow, what a spoiled,
like, he just
what
opens
a spoiled
up, like,
kid.
Exactly. I really hope, like, that kid becomes nothing in this. Well, he makes him so much money, so it doesn't matter. And he gets free toys.
And people probably,
like,
send him these toys. He probably doesn't spend any money on the toys.
And you know the reviews aren't real. The parents review them, not him.
Yeah, because he can't read.
It's actually started a phenomenon of kids' toys. So you know how, like, microtransactions work for, like,
right, yeah,
Fortnite and other apps and video uh-huh. games? And, you know, and it opens up, like, a mystery box, right? I think mystery boxes are the biggest scams ever, right? Because you can just, if I saw one, like, at Toys R Us,
well, Toys R Us isn't there anymore. If at Target, I would just open it up and see what's inside of it and then put it all in the same box, you know?
Right.
Like, oh, I already have this, so I'm going to close this back up. So, like, they have these toys, like, it could be like a dinosaur egg. Thomas got one for Christmas, whatever. And it has all these, like, you remember, like, Bionicle?
Yeah.
Those little Legos. Uh-huh. So they have things like that in a little giant-sized egg. And they have, like, it's like a
mystery box of stuff.
And they can do a lot with, you can spend money and put a lot of crap inside of something for a certain price, and kids will still love it. And companies have figured that out. And now they are programming the kids to learn how to buy microtransactions on their apps. So
that's a dangerous game to play.
I think. Oh, yeah. I think that. Oh, well, no. I was going into conspiracy mode. I don't have
one other than. Oh, there's this actually, this, speaking of a conspiracy, there's this new podcast called Macrodosing, and this is definitely a free ad. And it's Arian Foster with PFT and Billy Football.
Wow.
And it is extremely interesting.
So what do they talk about?
So I'll give you the first four. So they come out every Tuesday. So this is what I listen to when I go to sleep now. So first episode was the life of Alex Jones.
Okay.
Like the putting chemicals in the water and turning the freaking frogs
gay.
That guy. And then the second episode was Flat Earth. And then Flat Earth. Okay. I'm not a flat earther, but there's some
videos online that you can sit and watch, and it is, I've gone to the point where I don't care if the world's flat or if it's a sphere.
It would be cool if it was flat, you know, if we all were, like,
lied to for our whole lives,
you know?
Right.
But I'm not a flat, does that make sense? I'm not a flat earther, but it would be cool if it was, but I'm not.
Right.
I know that, I mean, if you want to hear something interesting, when you see the picture of...
Do you remember when you had, like, the older iPhones and it had the picture of Earth?
Yeah, like as your lock screensaver?
Screensaver for it.
Yeah.
So, where do you think they got the picture from?
Probably Google.
Okay. How did they get the picture of Earth?
What was that?
How do you get the picture from Earth? Of Earth? Do you just go out on a big
rocket ship? I always thought you got out on a big rocket ship
and, like, went super far away
and just literally took a picture with a telescope or whatever.
And I learned that was not true. It's just a bunch of smaller pictures around the Earth, and then it's
and then it was compiled into one. Oh, yeah. Okay.
MK Ultra is another episode. That's the one with it's when the government decided to test, like, LSD on people.
Ooh.
Like the CIA.
Now, does Arian Foster, so he replace it with PS. What? Interesting.
Yeah, he co-hosts it with PFT because Arian Foster is kind of like he's kind of out there kind of guy. So, I mean, there's some like drug talk in it, like talking about
interesting.
We'll have
to check that out.
But, then there's Denver Airport, the ocean, and then allegedly. Arian Foster believes that Michael Jackson is like innocent from everything. He has like a whole thing backed up. It's interesting, but I mean, he gives you an opening like, oh, this is what it's like, but it kind of like got me interested.
Yeah,
in
I'll have to
theory.
Check that out. That's actually, that sounds really interesting. Oh,
like,
I
love
conspiracy
theories. Or are you like, oh, so then what's like a favorite one that you like?
You know, we always just find like ones that are like recently come out on Netflix, like a lot of podcasts. I haven't found a good conspiracy podcast, so I wouldn't be able to give feedback on a conspiracy podcast. But with Netflix shows, we look forward to a lot of conspiracy Netflix shows. I don't know if there's any recently that have come out. Do you know if there's any recent ones that are out?
I mean, there's the most recent one is like the QAnon theory, where like they think that people in the government like eat babies and stuff. That's like one that got. I just wouldn't get into that one. You can get into it, but it makes me like kind of depressed because I don't believe it, but it's like it's more like how the elite kind of control everything with the media. It turned into a very political thing. So
interesting.
It makes you angry at the same time. Like they tell. Because it's a dude from, like, apparently the White House, and he drops these little tidbits on, like, 4chan, and it talks about how the election was rigged, but it's more like hindsight 2020, so the event actually happened, and they type it in a certain way, like, oh, here's plans for it. So you could
definitely debunk it. Joey would be, when he gets out of jail, he'll...
This would be a good follow-up topic to discuss with John once he decides he wants to pay his taxes.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I was in California, I kind of bought into it, but then I, like, stopped looking into it because I realized I couldn't control anything. So then I just stopped, like, caring. But I'm not into it anymore. Do you watch Shane Dawson videos? I know he might be problematic to the people now, but he had some good ones to talk about, like how.
No, I don't watch. I haven't heard of any of his videos. No, I haven't watched any of them though.
I mean, there's the typical 27 Club theory where like. Kurt Cobain, Amy Winehouse, James Dean. Well, not James Dean. Very famous. Like, I mean, there's Mac Miller. At 27 years old, you die unexpectedly. You have a drug overdose. You get Tupac died. Biggie Smalls.
Juice WRLD at 21. But just RIP unexpectedly.
Wow. RIPIP. I mean, Nipsey Hussle, he's the coolest dude ever because he's dead. Like a pop.
Yeah, shout out to LA, right?
Wow. Yeah, shout out to LA. Wow. Josh, did you hear about how
17.
Game?
That's just a weird number. I don't like it. Okay. I'm okay. I'm okay if they have 17 games. If they decrease the number of preseason games, do you know if they're taking that down?
Oh, they're definitely. That's what they said. They're doing three preseason games and then
so 17. So you're telling me I get an extra week of football?
I don't like the 17 games, but
then I am A-okay with it. If they can stretch football season on as long as possible, that means I get to go 17-0 in fantasy football. So I am A-okay with it.
All right, now hear this. Oh, okay. You're talking trash already. Now hear this, right? So you were saying the week is going to get pushed back, right? So would you say that the NFL is going to start a week early, or they're going to start on time and then just push the end of the season a week back?
I think they'll just push the season a week back. I don't see why they would start. I don't see why they would start early. I mean, maybe they could. Maybe they could start a week early, but I see them just pushing it a week back. But, you know, they do have that first Sunday in February's Super Bowl Sunday, so maybe they want to keep that tradition.
I mean, take a guess what the either second or third Sunday is. When is President's Day?
I'm not sure. I'm not a president.
Let's go take a look. When other
15th,
I mean,
February
15th. I mean, I think it's
February 15th. So it's the third Sunday. So, all right. Take a guess what day off you have on that Monday.
Wait, what? Take eight.
So, Super Bowl. So in February,
right? The first weekend, the first Sunday in February
equals Super Bowl Sunday. I just picked this up. You move a week back, right? But they're also giving
the teams an extra bye week in the season.
So they have two byes?
So you have two byes.
So take a guess when Super Bowl Sunday
So you're pushing it a week back then?
It's going to be the Sunday before Valentine's President's Day. So you get a day off. Well, it would have been last year,
this past year. But next year, it's going to be on the day before President's Day.
Well, the day before President's Day is Valentine's Day.
So you get
let me check. Next year. It'll be nope. It's just the.
It would.
So you're saying the day before?
No,
that
Dang
doesn't
it.
Work. Because President's Day is the 21st. So it would just be the 20th. So do you think they're gonna start a week later? Or a week earlier?
Honestly, if I was the NFL, I would just put Super Bowl Sunday on the third week of on President's Day weekend. Because it's the most called out day of the year.
Just make it easiest.
And I mean, baseball is not it's America's pastime. South Carolina lost the girls' team. I just saw the highlight. I was thinking, like, what if you just had, like, a 3-day weekend and go watch the Super Bowl? I mean, I'll take that 100 times out of 100. So.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. I'm watching this TV right now, and the local news anchor for CBS is, like, Zac Efron's dad. But it might be Zac Efron at 45, too. He looks exactly like him. Well. But President's Day weekend.
What
I'd
if
love
the
it.
Super Bowl was
That'd
on
be
Valentine's
a perfect Valentine's Day.
Day
gift?
What would you do?
I'd tell Chloe, hey, it's Valentine's Day. We're gonna watch the Super Bowl. I'd buy her a Super Bowl ticket for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I'll get a plate of nachos. I made the mistake last Valentine's Day. I was like, oh, Amber, I'm just going to get you your gift early. So I gave it to her, like, on the 10th, right? And then I didn't even think about, like, planning dinner because I believe that, like, Valentine's Day is a way for me to lose money because, I mean, I don't want to go buy an extra gift for something that, like,
why buy flowers and chocolate if they're just going to disappear in a week?
I realize Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But I was apparently, which is okay. I was wrong. So we went to the aquarium this Valentine's Day. So I got to see some fishes. I was going on the thing with like aquariums. Every time I see an aquarium,
what aquariums are you going to?
And I always, I went to the Boise Aquarium, and I went to the Atlanta Aquarium.
And they all had alligators in it.
And the one in Phoenix, I think, or in Glendale, whatever, Scottsdale. Yeah. And the cool part about Atlanta that they had an albino.
Is that equivalent to a blue lobster?
Yeah. Oh, dude, the blue lobsters, they even have a tiger lobster. Dude, how crazy is it that there's actually a blue lobster?
That is neat. I remember when we looked that up that first time, you were shooketh to the core with the blue lobster.
Yes, like, I just couldn't believe it. It couldn't be real. Like, why would you even think of having a blue lobster just around, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, who created
it? Back to football with the 17-game season.
Oh, yeah.
How are the Cowboys going to do? Are they going to go – well, they can't go 8-8. Are they going to go 8-9?
Ooh, what is the new 8-8? Is it 10-7? I think, honestly, 8-8-1. Just eliminate overtime, dude. Cowboys will find a way to tie it.
Interesting to see how it plays out, though, with a 17-game season.
Yeah, I mean, it's an extra game.
But it could be just an extended version of, like, week 16. You know how, like, some players don't even play? It could be like that. Because even at week 16, there's teams that have already clinched, so they're not going to play. So I would imagine if they have a good enough, like, record in their division, that they may not even play week 17 either. Or they treat it like a preseason game where they play, like, the first quarter or the first drive, and that's it.
What if you just played 20 games? I'm just going to go out in left field with that one.
That would be a lot.
You play 20. I mean, like, the NFL had it perfect. They had to ruin a bit, like the math. The math people are not a fan of the new NFL.
Instead of going 17 games, they should have changed the playoff system to where it's now you're now seeded. You have a seed. Not if you win the division, you get a home game. So you could still win the division, but you could be like the number 8 seed. Does that make sense? They should have done that instead.
Yeah, so instead of, like, they get rid of all the conferences.
Well, you can still keep, like, a conference championship. So, like, the Cowboys can still win the NFC East, but they wouldn't get a home game. They would get, like, if they had a good enough record, then, yeah, they could get, like, 1 or 2 or 3 seed. But if they had, like, if they went, like, 10-7, then they would be ranked, like, 5. So they would go on the road but be a division champion. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that's what they should have done instead. I think a seed would have been fantastic. Yeah, I would have loved to see that. Especially if you would have had like an 8 seed play a 2 seed. Just like March Madness all over again. I think it'd be great.
Oh, so you wanted like strict seeding, not reseeded. And that's been the thing for that people have been wanting. Like, because you have that first week bye. Because you have 7 teams in the playoffs this year, right? So, that's the thing that's going to keep on going, correct?
I think so. 7 teams in the playoffs, too.
Which I like. I like 7 teams. that just gives the Cowboys another chance to break my heart again at the end of the season. So, because they're not, they're definitely not.
You got Jalen Hurts. No, no, no. You got Fitzmagic. You're gonna have to experience that Fitzmagic.
You know, it's like we're all a bunch of cupcakes until you meet the Redskins or the Washington teams.
Defensive line. And they got better. They signed a lot of players this year. They'll be good. I think they'll be back in the playoffs.
Oh, gosh. We created a monster. Usually, like, the Redskins were – or they were like –
yeah.
You've watched Hercules, right? And you remember how, like, the stars aligned, the planets aligned mm-hmm. ever so perfectly to release the Titans? So that happens about every 5 years for the Redskins and their football team, or making the playoffs. So, like, the last time they made the playoffs was 2015. That's when Tony Romo broke his collarbone twice, and they thought that they could beat the Panthers again, but he re-broke his collarbone. Then the Eagles were just garbage. They got rid of Nick Foles that year. That was the last season with Chip Kelly, I believe. And then the Giants were just garbage. That this before they had Odell Beckham, I believe. No, it might have been a year. That was the year after they got Odell Beckham. They just had Eli Manning at quarterback. And then you see the Kirk Cousins take him down, and you asked us if we liked that, and then proceed to lose the next play.
Hey, but we know why Odell Beckham is famous for what he did, for what he is, because he's a great receiver, not just because he made one catch.
But he likes eating poop.
That's also true.
Yeah. I mean, he is on the Browns, which is like the perfect place for him, but there was the joke that's been waiting for like 3 years. Dude.
I think it'll be
pretty cool. But how are your thoughts about
Deshaun Watson? I think he's at 21, right now. He's 20, at 21 20, 20. Right now. I don't know. I saw that there was a formal complaint that has been filed against him. So it'll be interesting to see what the Texans organization does and how his lawyer kind of takes care of that. But yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm wondering if it's just all like a big setup just for him to get out of Houston. Who knows? But it'll be like, maybe it's just a big setup because he knows the Texans could release him because of this. And then all allegations come out to where they're a lie. And then he signs as a free agent to another team. I don't know if that's possible, but could be. Conspiracy.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
You know how terrible that would be? Like 21 girls lie. If I don't know if that's ever. I don't think that'll ever be like. I would take this in one or two ways. Like the fan, like if I was like a Houston fan, yeah, I wouldn't want Deshaun Watson to do that. And I would think it would be a lot. Like the fanboy in me would say, "Oh yeah, those are all lying. They're all lying." But like, there's the logical thing in me. It's like one person has to be telling the truth, at least one.
Yeah, it
and
is.
That's enough for me, right? So, like, and then I would just for like, just have two of them be good, not good. Like, two of them saying the truth. And, but if they were all lying, that would be terrible. Like, that would like ruin that whole system.
Yeah.
They would have to like reform
it. It's just too, it's really unfortunate to see all this go down. Because I do think he's a great guy, great athlete. So it's kind of – it's just sad to see. So I hope it's not true. But, you know, we'll figure out as time goes by and whatnot. So, yeah, it'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so have you listened to new music recently? Like Justin
Bieber fever.
Bieber?
Yeah, my Bieber fever's back.
Oh man, Bieber fever is back. He is the most beautiful man of all time.
For some reason, ever since his album came out, I've been eating a lot more peaches.
Ooh, I got my peaches
down in Georgia. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's definitely song of the summer right now.
I like the one with the peaches. I like the As I Am, like Me As I Am. The one with the
That one's good.
Khalid. That was just like a banger.
He produces. He produces good music. Yeah, Bieber fever.
Bieber, dude. Bieber, like, I mean, bad.
Ever since he had that boyfriend song, he's been on fire.
Honestly, since Mistletoe, but
whoa.
Actually, have you ever heard this song? Do you? All right.
When you get done with this conversation, there's a song by Chris Brown called Ladies Love Me.
Okay.
And Justin Bieber has a rap verse in it. And that's been on like the Dat Piff live mixtapes, SoundCloud waves for years. And I was like, as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, he has some good bars. I can dig with Bieber. And then that's how I've been my whole life. I've been a believer since 2011 for that. Since that song came out. Dead bars.
Yeah, I love when he produces a good album, and right as summer's about to hit, it's going to be good. That's when you know it's going to be a good summer.
Because he's coming out with like a CD last year too, which I thought was really, really good. He had some
that one was verses good.
In there.
With Quavo.
Oh, yes. Circling way back to LeBron and the basketball thing, his top four teammates he was trying to recruit were Superman, Gandalf, King Kong, and the Iron Giant.
What?
Exactly. There's like a clip in the trailer that he was trying to get those four players on his team to win against the Monstars.
Interesting.
All right. That's why I did the Fantastic Four with that. So that was a distracted callback. But
yeah,
you know Justin Bieber.
I did know that actually.
To Haley Baldwin.
She's a model.
Alec?
Oh, Alec I don't know.
Baldwin's daughter? Like, the dude?
But, yeah, she's in... If you watched the video with him, he sings a song with Dan and Shay. She's in it.
Yeah. Oh, Dan and Shay. Ooh, that's the country
that sings the tequila song.
That's a good song. It's a cute one.
But.
Oh, is Idaho?
Idaho,
open back up?
Like, never like shut everything? Down. There's a. Yeah, that never shut down up here. So, COVID wasn't really a thing here.
Oh. Only thing I saw was like, kids were burning masks. So about six kids were burning masks, but it was getting like blown up on Twitter about it. So, Arizona just
that's
opened
nice.
Up everything. So, but also I think it's been open like the whole time.
Right.
Too. I think the dude's been like wishy-washy with his like protocols and stuff. How's that, you know that case about the two parents?
That's actually kind of gone away. I don't know. I haven't followed up with that. I haven't heard anything about it. But stay tuned. Maybe we'll find something out soon. Stay tuned, fans. I'll keep you guys updated.
Ooh. conspiracy. Because they buried him because she thought they were zombies.
That was actually released on, I think NBC News or something. There was a documentary on it.
Wow. Okay. Well, we just turned into a murder conspiracy podcast, so I think it's that time of the night. Oh, the dog's awake. His tongue's out. Oh, we're talking about... Oh, yeah, podcast. We're talking about the dog.
My dog, Kirby. Good his dogs. Tongue is out. He's cute. He's happy.
He's about to maybe get some food from Troy, so you never know. So,
Yeah, so stay tuned for next week. We'll bring John on, and we'll talk about conspiracies.
And talk about the conspiracies and how the IRS has
stolen his life for the last 2 weeks.
Money. And happy Easter, my friends. He risen on the third day.
See ya.
Have a good night, guys. See you next week.